Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery Circuit Court judge's ruling that blocks the sale of George Washington Middle School is being appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court. Dr. Ed Richardson is taking the matter to the state's highest court. The Alabama Education Association sued Richardson and the state's intervention team for Montgomery, claiming they had no authority to close or sell any schools. Lawmakers in Alabama's House are set to debate a bill this week that would allow for the arming of teachers. Some lawmakers say there's a good chance the bill will be on the floor today. It would require teachers to receive 40 hours of training a year before they could be armed. The bill is popular with a lot of rural lawmakers who have schools where response times could be high. And Governor Kay Ivey's office has confirmed that she signed a 30-month, $360 million contract with Wexford Healthcare Services to provide medical care for the Alabama Department of Corrections. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year? With over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president declares war on opioids, and part of his plan is to cut down on the legal supply that helps get people hooked.
This is about winning a very, very tough problem. And if we don't get very tough on these dealers, it's not going to happen, folks.
Cambridge Analytica accused of violating Facebook's privacy policies to gain access to millions of users' accounts to develop strategies for the Trump campaign. Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Mark Warren wants to hear from the top.
It's time for the CEO, Mr. Zuckerberg, and other top officials to come and testify.
Uber says it's suspended all self-driving vehicle testing.
Another retail chain struggles to stay afloat.
Claire's, the accessory store chain for girls and young women, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. $2 billion in debt should be restructured by September. The company, based in Illinois, was founded in 1961. It claims to have pierced more than 100 million ears since offering that service 40 years ago to sell more earrings.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now,
Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 2729-228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Plus, if you're just a regular caller, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We'll do that drawing Friday. Fresh Market drawing tomorrow. You need to get in on these things, boys and girls. I'm telling you. So did you want to tell them about that article you just read?
Yes. A woman named Carol Davidson. She was the head of essentially media and electronic reach with the Obama campaign in 2011, 2012. And she said that using Facebook's API, which was available to anybody up till 2015, anybody who opted in, like sign me up for Obama updates, these sort of things, anybody who opted into the Obama campaign, millions of people, you could then access those opt-in folks' friends' information. So as she put it, at a forum after the campaign, they were able to collect the whole social network's information through that.
So that is confirming to an extent of what Rodney was saying. So thanks, Rodney, for calling in and telling us about that. And we looked that right up. And every Papa Bay weighed in on it. Several people have weighed in on that comment. I like how you guys get focused on things here.
So we post things on Facebook because we want people to publicly see them, but not that public?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Facebook has made a navigation error here. I think what they're trying to do is be too restrictive. And the way they were 2 years ago was great. You know, they were really encouraging you. They had that new thing where, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday and send them the balloon thing and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was very creative. But now it's sluggish. It just doesn't do it. So I think somebody's probably going to come up with a Part B, or Facebook type things that are built around certain people. So in other words, you're not joining because you can fog a knife or a mirror. You're joining because you're a part of a XYZ, you know, Christian group, or you're part of a real conservative group, or you're part of, and you mix and match those things to start getting a bigger group and then subdivide groups within that, and you're just talking up a storm. But think how valuable that is, because then you can say, I want to talk to Christians, and so we talk to them about the Christian dating service, or I want to talk to conservatives, so you're talking to conservatives about fiscal responsibility books and things like that. We got the Peter Schweitzer book that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. Let's go to our good friend Country Boy. Country Boy, how in the world are you, my friend?
Just doing a bowl of that peach cobbler.
Just got through the bowl of the peach cobbler?
Oh, man. Oh, come on. Don't see. Look, these people, it's kind of like mental abuse here. You know, maybe Papa John, maybe Jill. Now it's Country Boy getting in on the act.
Well, Dan.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know your opinion on it. You're the expert on it. They trying to come up now with this Facebook influencing the Trump election. How is Facebook any different from all the fake news?
It's just like if you got a voter's list, or you went through and you were making telephone calls and asking people polling questions, and then you put them over in a separate category. That's all this is. It's not anything illegal. It's not anything bad. They're trying to make it sound bad, but it's not.
Well, that Warren guy, he is really trying to make it look like it's a real big boo-boo. Because I don't have Facebook, I don't have internet, I don't have a computer. But I just
welcome to the 21st century.
How it could influence the election.
It can influence an election because you're talking to people that would have things that are in common with you as a candidate. I do this for my show. I go in and look at people in Facebook, and I say, I want people who call themselves conservative, who are within 35 miles of Montgomery, and I want to send them a drop ad to look at the Dan Morris Show.
Well, that's no more than advertising.
Exactly. All you're doing is you're what we call mining.
It's just ludicrous what they're trying to do now.
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
that's.
I just wanted to get your opinion,
David. Appreciate the telephone call.
All right, thank you.
272-9228. This is not a bad thing. They're making it sound like it's a bad thing because it's Facebook, it's Cambridge Analytics, and it's Trump campaign. And so they're really creating this kind of false narrative. Nobody's done anything wrong. As a matter of fact, it's something that's done all the time.
Well, I guess everybody's just getting in trouble then. I get tired of the news by freak out, but that seems to be the business model, whether you're talking cable news or internet, is who can have the sexiest, hottest take in the headline and get people riled up, and that'll drive traffic to your website. It's not serving us very well.
And the other thing that's kind of interesting before we get into other topics here, we had a caller that called in and said that their son got banned off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Several people heard that, and they contacted me and said, that happened to me or that happened to somebody in my family that was doing things talking about pro-life stuff.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, they got yanked on it. So are they doing, you know, what's the spectrum that they're doing that on? Is it only on conservative, or is it across the spectrum? Is it only on far right, far left? And this, you know, and this is how things get started. This is how all of a sudden you create another group that's out there, and Facebook can have all the liberal people, and Twitter can have all the liberal people, and then you come up and start creating your own thing, and you start building it, and you're going to find that there are a whole bunch of conservative people who have a whole bunch of money, have a whole lot of opinions, and put their money where their mouth is. I don't know. Getting a little too... one of those kind of things. Speaking of which, Peter Alexander, let's get Peter Alexander talking about the Geneva situation.
West Wing may not be the only place undergoing a shakeup inside the president's orbit. Amid competing statements from two of his lawyers in recent days on the Russia investigation, President Trump just hired another attorney, and the move is underscoring his combative instincts about this probe, showing that he may be gearing up for what's already becoming a long and ugly fight.
This morning, President Trump ramping up his aggressive response to Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, hiring another lawyer, former federal prosecutor Joseph DeGeneva. DeGeneva, a frequent Fox News guest and a vocal defender of the president, recently pushing an unfounded conspiracy theory that the president is being framed by members of the FBI and Justice Department.
There was a brazen plot to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton, and if she didn't win the election, to then frame Donald Trump with a falsely created crime.
But DeGeneva's past comments about former President Clinton are also in the spotlight, with critics pointing to DeGeneva's legal argument in support of a presidential indictment. In 1997, writing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, the nation could conceivably benefit from the indictment of a president. It would teach the valuable civics lesson that no one is above the law.
And this is what these guys do. Something changes in Trump world. So they get DeGeneva in there. So what they're going to do is not go, this is a great move, or this is who he is, and kind of, it's that there's something bad about it. I've learned the pattern here is whatever Trump does that is out of the norm, that is not what every other president has done, then it is immediately deemed as bad. You hear that on Morning Joe, you hear that on Today Show, you hear that on CBS Morning News. And these guys do not realize how bad they sound when they do this. So he brings in a new attorney, and then the new attorney is bad because that's what people normally don't do. And then there's the conflict within the attorney. You're going to hear about this. And again, legal teams got problems. And here's going to be some interesting news that they made out of this. Let me ask the audience this question. Do you think that the Trump team, legal team, and the Mueller team have been kind of just passing memos back and forth? Do you think they meet ever so often, kind of once in a while? Or do you think they're meeting on a regular basis? Let's listen in.
The addition to the president's legal team comes as Mr. Trump has dramatically escalated his assault on Mueller's probe, criticizing the investigation as a witch hunt. The president's Twitter attacks leading to mounting speculation that he could fire Mueller. The president's lawyers say that is not under consideration. It's a step Republican allies are warning against.
Why are you so confident that he won't do this? down because I think it would be the stupidest thing anybody could do.
Also this morning, NBC News has learned the president's legal team recently sat down with the special counsel's team to discuss and negotiate the terms of a potential interview between Mueller and the president. It wasn't the first time the two sides have met face-to-face, a source familiar with the meeting telling NBC News they happen regularly. This is the Washington Post reports. The president's lawyers are turning over documents in hopes of limiting the scope of a potential interview between Mueller and President Trump. The White House has said it's cooperating with the special counsel, but Trump lawyer John Dowd is calling the report horse blank and old news. Today, President Trump welcomes Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House. Also this afternoon, more than a year after pledging cyberbullying and internet safety would be her cause as First Lady, Melania Trump will hold her first public event on the impact of the internet on children here. Many have questioned her emphasis on the issue, noting that her husband, the president, frequently uses Twitter to attack his critics.
See?
It comes across as white noise to me at the end.
They just cannot take it because it's different in whatever he's doing. Here's the other thing that I'm noticing is that anytime something happens out there, it's Mueller is closing in. It's never that we haven't found anything. It's, oh, he's closing in on him now. He's got him right in the crosshair. It'll be just a matter of day. Mike Barnicle, he's one of the worst on earth about that. Dan Mora Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Mora Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,099 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,099 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/2/18.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're caught in a trap.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Can't you see? 272-9228.
What you doing to me?
That's where we are on a Tuesday.
When you don't believe a word I say. We can't go on together.
You know, something that was kind of another interesting thing I always get a kick out of watching the media ignore success. Donald Trump goes to New Hampshire and does a big speech on opioid problems, which the media, if you're going to have somebody that dies of opioid, or you've got a Democrat that's talking about the problem, you got street people that are talking about the problem, they'll run that story all day long. They will have that front and center. Donald Trump goes to New Hampshire, which has a real opioid problem. I mean, it's one of the highest percentage of death per 100,000 population in the country. He goes and does a speech, and you don't hear anything but crickets on it. Unbelievable. Not one single story today on Good Morning America, Today Show, CBS Morning. Nothing. But here's a little highlights of it. And I thought they would have picked up one part of this, and they didn't. But here's a little kind of a little highlights of some of the things he said.
This epidemic can affect anyone, and that's why we want to educate everyone. The second part of our initiative is to reduce the supply of illicit drugs. 90% of the heroin in America comes from our southern border, where eventually the Democrats will agree with us and will build the wall to keep the damn drugs out. Whether you are a dealer or doctor or trafficker or a manufacturer, if you break the law and illegally peddle these deadly poisons, we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will hold you accountable. We have to get tough on those people. And that toughness includes the death penalty. Some of these drug dealers will kill thousands of people during their lifetime, and they'll get caught, and they'll get 30 days in jail. Or they'll go away for a year, or they'll be fined. And yet, if you kill one person, you get the death penalty, or you go to jail for life. We are just doing the wrong thing. We have got to get tough. This isn't about nice anymore.
So I thought the death penalty thing would have kind of gotten people going here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a bit much.
Well, it depends. I mean, you're doing a direct line. I mean, it certainly would stop it. If you're saying, I'm going to take somebody who sells an illicit narcotic and somebody dies from it, I'm going to put a connection of the guy who sold it to them and try them for murder. Now, hard to prove when you're talking about then instilling the death penalty on it, but in the back of your mind, you got to be sitting there saying, Do I really want to do this? Because right now, you know, I get arrested, I got a record, I post bail, I don't go to jail because I don't want to throw a whole bunch of light drug dealers in prison. But I don't know.
Does it only apply to opioids? Because say you drink a bunch of alcohol and you have alcohol poisoning and you die. I don't know. My general point of view, it might be a bit callous.
Well, let's take the number of people who have died from alcohol poisoning
sure. This
week, and let's take the number of people who died from, and then divide that into the number of people who drink alcohol, and then the number of people who use opioids, the number of people who died from them.
Well, my point of view.
You know, do you realize opioid death is larger than car deaths in America
now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
But my point of view is I don't care what the substance is. It's a matter of principle. You're the one who put it in your body. Yeah, but and didn't seek help.
Well, there is another piece of this equation, and that is the disease addiction part of things. Yes. And if you're not trying to deal with the disease and addiction part, then you're just kidding yourself. You're just kidding yourself. But if you're jamming up the trafficking of something because there is a threat to somebody, then you've got something kind of different here. But I was kind of surprised. I thought the death penalty thing would have gotten made news, and they would have been talking all over it. But it was actually kind of, what do you do and things like that. But I guess even in the liberal circles, they're kind of going, yeah, drug trafficking is pretty bad. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Before we get into some of these, the authors and some of this other stuff, Trump is expected to impose new tariffs on China. This is a CBS report on the subject.
President Trump is expected to roll out new tariffs targeting China as soon as this week. They would be in addition to steel and aluminum tariffs set to go into effect this Friday. Those measures would boost the cost of steel imports from China and many other countries by 25%. Aluminum would cost 10% more. Ben Tracy is in Beijing with how China is reacting to the possibility of a trade war.
These new tariffs that the Trump administration is considering are said to specifically target Chinese goods. And we're talking everything from electronics to clothing. Now, there was a news conference here in Beijing today with China's premier, that's the number two leader in this country, and he said that he wants the U.S. to, quote, act rationally and not be led by emotions. He says China doesn't want a trade war, and if there is one, there aren't going to be any winners. Now, China has said if the U.S. does impose tariffs on Chinese goods, it will protect itself, but has not said what specific retaliation it may take against U.S. products that are exported here to China. Now, big targets could be American soybeans and aerospace equipment. President Trump has long criticized China for its trade practices, calling them unfair and accusing the Chinese of stealing American technology. Now, we should note that the U.S. does have a trade deficit with China of $385 billion, and President Trump has urged the Chinese to shave at least $100 billion off of that.
So this Trump thing, the tariff thing is about to come to to a head here, but again, I think the tariff deal is negotiation. I think it's strictly trying to figure out, get everybody back on the table. You put something on the table to get them, they want you to take it off, so they need to give you something, so you will take it off. I think that's going to be the end result. You may have a little bit of something out here, but I think that will be the end result of what happens here. Here's another one with Cohen gone, and Kudlow being discussed. I'm wondering when that may enter into the process here, because that's a function he needs to get going here, because he's got a couple of big tranches here. One is the North Korea deal. That's going to be a major focus, but you're talking about something a couple of months away, but it takes a lot of front-ending. But that economy tariffs thing, Kudlow may need to get on the job here kind of quickly. News Talk 93.1, the Edmore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
We're caught in a trap.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And bad.
hottest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Do you ask people to repeat themselves a lot?
What?
Never mind. Just turn up the radio, because this is an offer you have to hear to believe. Right now, you can save hundreds to thousands of dollars on rechargeable hearing aids from Advanced Affordable Hearing. You heard right. Thanks to their leading technology, Advanced Affordable Hearing aids start at thousands of dollars less than most rechargeable hearing aids. And that's not all. Order today and get a free USB charger. You'll no longer have to keep saying,
"What?"
Get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, and much more. Technology you need to capture the range of frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Plus, you get Advanced Affordable Hearing's 100% money-back guarantee. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger and free shipping when you buy their rechargeable hearing aid for less. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Radio. I'm Rich Dennison. Police say a 17-year-old Maryland student opened fire at his high school this morning, critically injuring a 16-year-old girl and wounding a 14-year-old boy before he died following an exchange of gunfire with a school resource officer.
There is an indication that a prior relationship existed between the shooter and the female victim.
St. Mary County Sheriff Tim Cameron says the teen was armed with a handgun. A fifth package explosion in Texas, the latest detonating this morning at a FedEx distribution center near San Antonio. One person suffered minor injuries. President Trump weighing in on the bombings.
But these are sick people, and we have to find them as soon as possible.
The package that exploded today was addressed to a home in Austin, where four other packages have exploded in just the past 3 weeks, killing two people and injuring four others. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy, colder tonight. Low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine. High 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, we need to bring a... Do an outdoor studio class and have a little patio. Walk around with wireless mics and take calls, flipping hamburgers.
Yeah. Wait, we're going to be in like a glass box?
With a roof on it.
Like zoo animals? It's fitting. I like it.
Works for me.
Yeah. I'm down to do that. As long as we have ventilation, I'm down to have a grill in there too.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have a grill. You gotta have to have a cooler, have to have a little place where you can sit like a bar type thing. And then people can just kind of drop in on the radio show and, you know, kind of just drop in. Gotta clear them at the front door, but drop in and just say hi.
Yeah, the Dan Moore Show from the Man Cave.
Well, and where you can see things out there, yeah. You know. I think one of the coolest things to do would be have a studio right across the street from the Capitol and the State House, where you have glass, and that bottom floor has got that floor-to-ceiling glass.
Yes.
And where you can look out and you can see people, but people, all the tourists walking by could see you. I think that would be a great location, and you would build name ID instantly, and everybody would go tune in, because we would do shout-outs to all the schools over there so they could hear their names. They're there. Kind of like the old Big Bam kind of did, way before your time, but... Okay, 272-9228. Got to get that one right. Adam Schiff, one of my total unfavorite people that are out here. Before we get into the Peter Schweizer book here, which this is frighteningly interesting. But he kind of says, you know, maybe McCabe didn't do anything wrong, but then he kind of backs off of that. But he kind of says, we don't know if he did anything. We haven't found out yet. These guys are being careful.
Finally, sir, on Andrew McCabe, does the fact that the inspector general did find that he lacked candor in some of his responses and that his firing was recommended by career FBI officials, does that give you pause, and does it suggest that, in fact, his firing was or may be justified?
You know, his firing may be justified. There's no way for us to know at this point. But even though it may have been justified, it can also be tainted. And I think the president's badgering of the attorney general, his urging that he be fired before his pension could vest, and the fact that McCabe and every other of the James Comey associates, his general counsel, Baker, his chief of staff, Wright Bickey, who corroborate James Comey on the issue of potential obstruction of justice, every one of them has been targeted by the administration, by the Republicans in Congress. And is this because they corroborate James Comey? That's a question we also have to answer.
I cannot wait till we get to the Comey and McKay piece of this equation. Because I think by Brennan's comments, Comey's comments, and everything, I think they are, pardon the expression, guilty as hell. I think that everything they're accusing other people of doing, they actually have done themselves. And particularly when you get down to the dossier. Remember on January, I believe it was the 6th, Comey briefs Donald Trump on the dossier and says it is unverified. But that same dossier is being used in a FISA warrant that Comey signed off on in October and also in January. So here he's saying to him, it's unverified, and then he goes and uses that same dossier to get a FISA warrant. I think the struck and the, that judge that he knows, that's going to be the tipping point. I think that's why the somebody found out about that, and that's why the court made him recuse himself, saying that he could not be a part of the Flynn trial because the very thing that he approved is what got him in trouble, got Flynn in trouble, allegedly. And really, when we look at this thing, it's not going to be about Carter Page, it's not going to be about Papadopoulos. It's going to be about listening in on conversations and messages for Trump associates that are there involved in the campaign. Once he won, they kept it going. They did the thing in October, they kept it going in January because he won, then they did it two more times after that when he won. And so, I tell you, this is, and they go crazy talking about, oh, it's the deep state. Well, maybe it is the deep state. Other thing that came out, poll came out, Monmouth poll today, 74% of the people, once they were told, define what the deep state is, believe there was a deep state, 74%. Mm. On Morning Joe, they went nuts, and they said, oh, got to blame that on Donald Trump. Donald Trump and all the stuff he's been saying, been lying to all these people, and so they just keep believing what he said. So, do they believe everything he says, or is it that he says a lot of crazy stuff and is always trying to talk to his base? I mean, be one or the other. But whatever he does, they're going to blame him for. I was shocked at listening, particularly in Michael Barnicle, about what he was saying. It just driving me nuts today. Okay. We were saving the best for last here, and that is the Peter Schweizer new book that's coming out. I'm trying to get him on the show. And this is a new book about kind of the power and corruption, and of all places, I know you're going to find this shocking, Washington, D.C.
Called Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends.
All right, here to discuss is Peter Schweizer himself, the brand new book, The Government Accountability of the... But it doesn't just go after Democrats.
That's right. We go after both sides because we follow the evidence. The book is coming out today. We're already number three on all of Amazon. So I think that people are very interested and concerned about corruption in Washington, D.C. If you look at the Obama administration, people, I think, are going to be shocked what the Biden family was involved in and what associates and, in some cases, family members of Secretary of State John Kerry were involved in. Major deals involving the Chinese government, not Chinese private companies, the Chinese government.
Senator Mitch McConnell and Lane Chow, too, right?
Yes, that's right. Senator Mitch McConnell as well. Again, big deals with the Chinese government that have made these families.
Give us an example, something shocking.
Well, so in December of 2013, Vice President Biden flies to Beijing. With him on the plane is his son, Hunter Biden. Very sensitive issues, the South China Sea, the Chinese are expanding their power base, trade issues, economic conflict, etc. Joe Biden is criticized on that trip for basically going soft on Beijing. Mm-hmm. 10 days after they leave, Hunter Biden, his son, scores a $1.5 billion, with a B, billion-dollar private equity deal from the Chinese government.
Whoa. So wait. They've been talking about Trump collusion. Mm. He flies on Air Force Two there with him, his son, who then inks a deal while he is a guest on a government plane that is a $1.5 billion equity. That's not exactly chump change.
No, not by any means. And it'd be one thing if they did their own expenses, but like you said, this is on Air Force Two, the vice president's plane.
Yeah, well, but obviously he's in there and he's in the official party. I'm sure if we were to look at the manifest, it would have him as some type of delegate or honoree type thing.
And I'm already anticipating the next clip. There's also a story where after everything went on with Ukraine and the overthrow of the government there and the annexation of Crimea by Russia, there's a big fight over different corporate interests for Ukraine and who's going to be able to use Ukraine, because it was not only historically the breadbasket of the Soviet Union, it can very well be the breadbasket of the world. I mean, the egg production, wheat production, it just will be unreal and will compete with places like the United States.
So what do you think they're going to say?
There might have been some deal-making going on.
You think so?
With the Bidens, yes.
Okay, boys and girls, let's listen in.
Because there are restrictions on what government officials can do and accept,
yes,
but not for their family.
That's exactly right, and that's a key part of this book.
Is that breaking the law?
The question is whether there's a quid pro quo, and we don't know. But here's the problem. That deal was never disclosed. We uncovered and found it, and this is the problem. If Joe Biden gets a $1,500 campaign contribution or a $1,500 gift, or his wife does, it has to be disclosed. But if your kids or if a sibling or a parent scores $1.5 billion from a foreign government, they're not required to disclose it. That's
going to
change.
What about the Ukraine and Hunter Biden?
The Ukraine's another great example. Same thing. Hunter Biden, while his father is the point man for the Obama administration on policy towards Ukraine, becomes business partners with the most notorious oligarch in the Ukraine, a guy named Igor Kolomoisky. This guy is out of a James Bond film. And essentially what happens is he goes into business with Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky's bank, Privat Bank, is the bank through which U.S. and IMF aid dollars flow. $1.8 billion goes through this guy's bank, and $1 billion disappears. This is Hunter Biden's business partner.
Holy incredible.
Is that big enough?
Yeah.
Is that big enough?
Wow. Wow.
So I wonder what Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, I wonder what his net worth ticked up while he was vice president.
Well, he's not taking every cent of these deals, but I would say by millions.
Oh,
certainly.
I bet it's in the 100 million.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you just get 10% of the deal, you're at $150 million. No, I'm sorry, you're $150 million. At that $1.5 billion deal. And that's kind of how it works. I mean, this is where they're going to run into Paul Manafort. And especially when he said the money was missing. The money is missing is like what we did is we got the money out of the country, from the country, got into the bank, and oops, it's gone. Which is what Vladimir Putin has been doing, by the way. And the question is, where is he stacking all this money? That I'm sure the CIA knows, but it doesn't seem that knowledge is not all around the house on that one. Let me go to an early break, 272-9228. Oh, whoa. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car? Go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip Thames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. And then on the other side of the equation, Mr. Electric. You want a residential electrician for your home? I want you to call Mr. Electric. Dan Black was supposed to be in here today, but he's out helping people around the tornado-driven area. But they've got people here. You can call them today. They'll get work done for you. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this. I feel so unashamed. I can't
believe this is happening to me. The Dan Morris Show. I'll watch you when you're sleeping. And I want to take your love. I want you. Show me the way. Every day. I want you. Show me.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Drive.
trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. So this book is very interesting. I'm trying to get him on. We've had him on a couple of different times when Clinton Cash came out and then the cartoon book that he did.
And my favorite of his books, Cronies is the name of that cartoon book. My favorite book of his is called Extortion, where we hear the trope of it that's true about money and politics. Money and politics ruins everything. He points out it's not just the money. Yes, people buy power, but people with power will extort those with money. You try being a multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar business, and not have a lobbyist in D.C., you will get bent over a barrel. Yeah. Whether it's one of your competitors or whether it's some politician looking for some money.
Too much concentration of power in Washington, D.C., without a doubt.
And they do a little nod, wink, wink things like, we're thinking about passing this law. Oh, and by the way, in 2 weeks, we got a fundraiser in your area.
Yeah, by the way, we sure would love for you to drop in. So this guy is really good, and he's going to be talking about the Careys and how the Carey family and stepkids are benefiting from this. This is interesting. Then we're going to get to McConnell.
What about the Carey family?
Well, in the case of the Carey family, you've got basically three Chinese deals that are done during this period. Two of them, Chris Hines is front and center in. Well, one of them involves an offshore account they've set up called Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners. The Chinese government puts in $38 million. In the other case, you've got Rosemont Realty, which is a real estate company he's involved in, a Chinese company that is linked to the Chinese Navy. Buys into this company and promises $3 billion to expand real estate purchases.
Once again, because it's the family, not the politician.
That's correct. There's no disclosure. We don't know about it. And that's got to change. There's got to be legislation that says if your family members are doing deals with foreign governments, the American people need to know
about
it.
Chris Hines is his stepson?
Yes, Chris Hines is his stepson. That's right.
Teresa Hines' son.
Well, and you do have to wonder with Ivanka and Kushner. I mean, Ivanka's been with the president on some of these trips or when he was president-elect, like Japan. You have to wonder, is that same thing going on where the Trump organization is making deals, not even directly. It's not a quid pro quo. I'm not suggesting that. It's just, hey, you know my dad's president? Do you want to work out a deal?
I think Don Jr. Will probably be doing that. Yeah. The question is, because basically what you have is a country that you're involved in the envelope of the vice president, the Air Force Two and the whole way that looks, State Department protocol, all of that. You have somebody that's traveling in your envelope that you're cutting a deal with, and then they are benefiting from that. And so what you're doing is your son, Hunter, is walking away with $100 million, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
Or your stepson, Hines, who this is Hines as in Hines Ketchup, not like they needed a little more money. The ketchup business has not been poor recently. Got to put that ketchup on those cheap French fries.
Well, and this is, I think, sadly always been a big part of American foreign policy. And there's a lot of writers, some take it, I think, too far into the realm of conspiracy, but it's always been corporate bank interests that have been on the backs of American foreign policy to get deals they want, whether to open up markets or maintain a certain deal. I mean, it's a long history of this in this nation.
Well, it's a way to actually have a guy who's in office to get money. And that's, you know, everybody went crazy talking about Donald Trump and the hotel and the post office facility that he was leasing and all this kind of stuff. But they just seem to ignore this. And I mean, this guy has been outrageously accurate when he has been talking about that. He's been very predictive of problems to come. So now we're going to move, and you're going to be stunned. And guess who's going to, what country's going to be involved in this one again? China.
And so, regarding Mitch McConnell?
And so in case of Mitch McConnell, Elaine Chao, his wife, her family is in the shipping business. If you look and dissect their shipping business, you find that they are basically completely dependent on the good graces of the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. And in this case, Elaine Chao's father gave a gift of $5 to $25 million to Mitch McConnell. So they directly they are direct beneficiaries.
Wait, say that again.
A gift of between $5 and $25 million that Elaine Chao's father gives to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
How's that legal?
That is something that they do and gets disclosed. But what people don't realize is, where did that money come from? It came from Chinese government, specifically the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, mm-hmm. who is a business partner with the Chao's, is the largest military contractor in China.
So if, for example, the president wants to put tariffs on China and there's bipartisan uproar about those tariffs, you wonder what their perspective is.
Brian, that's a great point. And one of the things that I argue in the book is that if you look at Mitch McConnell's record in the Senate, he has become increasingly soft on China as it relates to military issues or trade issues. He's probably going to say, no, that's not true. It's not connected. But the pattern is overwhelming. And it's about follow the money. This is where we always end up when we look at corruption in politics. Follow the money.
$25 million from her dad to her, which is the same household account.
And the one thing I would quibble with Schweiker there a little bit, or Schweicher, is that it could be that McConnell had already always thought, this is the policy I want in terms of trade and military with China. But if that's going to be the policy, why not make a little money on while we're going along? It's not necessary that they got the deal and they changed their behavior. It could be, we know what...
Well, he said he got soft on China.
Yeah. I think it a lot of these cases can be, we're going to be doing this policy anyway. What might not make some money on the side? It's not always that behavior was changed. Because I think if you make that the standard, you won't catch all of the things going on. It can be corrupted all sorts
of
ways.
Let me tell you something, Joey. If somebody gives me $25 million, my behavior will change.
Sure.
My behavior is no doubt will be different than it is today.
It depends on the behavior they want me to change.
But, you know, here is his wife who, you know, she was a lobbyist before she became the secretary
of transportation. Yeah.
And that's what people do. That's what wives do of very powerful folks or spouses do. They become lobbyists because guess who you're sleeping with tonight? The majority leader. Guess what I'm doing tonight? I'm sleeping with the majority leader. And so, can you tell him this before he goes to bed?
Oh, I'll try, but he snores.
He snores, but if that $12 million contract certainly would change my behavior. Maybe put a smile on his face.
And you know what? I'll make a special deal. I'll make sure I'll tell him while I'm making sure he snores extra hard tonight.
I tell you, you know, it's almost like we need somebody unmarried that's president here.
Oh, that opens up a whole other...
We go to Buchanan or something like that. Audience, I want to remind you about ASC Credit Union. Go by and see them. I tell you, that is a great group of people. Free checking, and let me tell you something. You are their boss. You're their boss because members own the credit union. Go by and be a part of ASE Credit Union. You will not regret it. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Cuban sandwich. I'm going to get one this weekend. I got some friends coming in from out of town. We're going to do that, show them that. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Sure.
Audience, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Grab your dough.